As many of you know, as I've told you at many occasions, I am a collector, so I have a collector of stuff in my home, and it makes its way even into Father Jason's office when I don't have room for it, and other people's offices. And, you know, I go to antique malls often, you know, and about a couple years back, I went into one particular antique mall, and there it was. You know, I had that feeling that I love to have, but I'm glad I don't have it too much because it costs me, you know. It's one of those things, I look at it, I see something, I don't even look at the price tag. I gotta have it. That's mine. I don't even look at the price tag. That's it. Now, sometimes it does change my mind. But it was a 1950s exercise machine. The Exercycle. It was the Exercycle. And you know what blew me away? Of how beautiful it was. It was beautiful. It was chrome and wood, just polished wood, and had just beautiful emblems on it, and it was well designed. It just looked beautiful. I thought, what a conversation piece. And I said, man, and if this works, this is gonna be incredible. So I plugged it in, and this thing, it's like riding a horse, you know? And I think we had it on Facebook one time, and on my own personal Facebook, and I don't do that often, and it got a lot of hits, so maybe we'll put it back on. Marta, we'll put that on. You can see me doing an advertisement for the Exercycle. And what I didn't know about the Exercycle was my uncle used to distribute those things. I was like, what, are you kidding me? He said, oh yeah, I know about that. I used to distribute those things. And you know what? What I love about that exercise machine, you have to do absolutely nothing. You know, you don't do anything. It's like that one, the fat buster, the thing that you used to put around your waist and just turn on it and think it was gonna just jiggle off your fat or something like that, you know? I mean, it's typically an American thing, I think. You know, we don't have to do anything. Just ride it and you'll lose weight. Of course, we know that doesn't work. It doesn't work, you know? We have to do something, you know? I laugh about that, but one time I was watching an infomercial at 3 a.m, you know? I think you're really gullible and vulnerable at those times or something, because all those infomercials are then, and I can't remember, they had the Abinator. Do you guys remember the Abinator? You put it around your ab, it was a belt, and it just pulsated, and it said it would give you a six-pack in a month. I'm like, I am in! And I'm thinking, okay, that's ridiculous, okay. But you know, there was one infomercial that was really hit me. You guys, I think he's still on. I don't know. I'm not watching infomercials too much. But Tony Robbins, motivational speaker guy, personal power guy. So he was up there. He was on the TV. I mean, he's his biggest life. I mean, he goes, you gotta take control of your life. You can't have life control you. You have to make decisions and control your life. And then I found myself on the edge of my sofa. Yeah! Yeah! I got to! For $39.99, three times, I could do that. And you know what? I did it. I have the personal power cassettes. I got them. I have them. Somebody came up to me after the 8 o'clock message and I got them too, Father. she said she listened to one. I can understand that. But anyway, you know, but one of the things he talked about was that you have to make a decision. You know, you have to make a decision. We see here in this gospel where Peter comes to understand who Jesus is and he makes a decision in his life. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You know, in my own life, I decided I had to make a decision. That tape series actually helped me. I said, what is the decision I had to make? Jesus is the Lord of my life. He's the one I'm gonna follow. You know, Tony Robbins had a lot of good things to say, but Jesus is the one I'm listening to. Most importantly, he's the Lord of my life. And I had to proclaim that in my own life, you know? And I think all of us have to do that. You know, our Protestant brothers and sisters, they're known for their altar calls. If you ever been to, sometimes they have these big things that are around town and they have great singers there. And at the end of the thing, they'll have this great singer that might allure you to be there at a Colosseum. And they'll say, come down to the altar to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now, I know that sounds hokey, but tons of people went down to that altar. And one time, I did. I went down there and I said, I'm proclaiming Jesus as my Lord and Savior. He is the one I'm living for. You know, I made a decision, you know, and I think that's powerful. But you, as I remind you, we have an altar call every time you come to Mass. Right here, it's an altar call you come up to and you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you're not just proclaiming it, He gets to be in you. He's in you. He's in you. And the big challenge, though, what is the big challenge? The challenge is just not saying Jesus is my Lord and Savior. That's kind of easy. That's hard to get to that point, but it's kind of easy. You know, it's embracing that, you know, embracing that decision. And we do that how? By being what we eat, by being Jesus in Christ, by embracing the church. We do that. And you know what, here at St. Cecilia, I want to help you do that. I want to help you do that. I want you to help you embrace that decision that you make every single time you come up to the altar and receive Jesus. I want to help you make that decision to be the Lord in the lives of others. You know, particularly, I want to help our young people. You know, one of the things that has happened in our church in the last 10 years, the majority of the people that are in this church, a greater majority, were 55 and older. 55 and older. Within 10 years since I've been here, and it's not because of me, it's because of this area, I know it is, that now, that age group is now 22 to 35. That's more than half of our church. You know, if I had a show of hands who's 22 to 35, I'm not gonna have you guys do that or have you stand up and do that stuff. I know you're here. You're here. And that's amazing. And I am excited that you're here in our church. And it's a transformation for us. And we want to hear you. And we want to embrace you. And I've done that so much that I've hired somebody for the young adults, you know, for our youth ministry, but young adult ministry. That's Sarah Rose, and she'll be up here calling you out and asking you to come to, we have something afterwards here, you know, at the St. Joseph's Garden here, and you come, all right? If you guys, okay, this is it, put your hands up. All those young adults, put your hands up. All right, come on, you're all here, come on. You're over there, just pack that joint over there, all right? Be there. But we want to help you, and we acknowledge that you're here, but I acknowledge everyone here. I want to help you make that decision, and we do that so in many ways. You know, we're having our 40 hours devotion in 2 weeks, where we open up our church for 40 straight hours. This church will be open day in and day out for 40 straight hours, from Friday to Sunday. And you know what? I challenge you to come for one of those hours. I challenge you to commit to be one of these hours. To be one of the adorers, you know, to sign up your name on one of these sheets on the side here, you know, to be here. Or just come. If you can't commit, just come. And I can tell you, if you come in here and you embrace being here for an hour, you start praying not only for yourselves and you pray for others and you open yourself up to the Spirit, you know, because you don't want to live your life doing your will, because that's boring. You want to live your life doing God's will. Now that's an adventure. That's what I want you to embrace. You know, and just come in here and do that. Just come in here and just ask the Lord, what are you asking for me in this life? And then start praying for yourself and pray for others. You know, I guarantee when you leave this church after that hour, you will feel empowered. You will feel the God that loves you, Jesus Christ, that is Lord. Now, not only do we have beautiful times of prayer, but we call you to live out your decision, but well, we do that by becoming a parishioner. You young adults, become a parishioner. Stake your claim somewhere. Be here and get involved. But we also have opportunities of learning. You know, we'll have the Reformation study coming up very soon, and there's already 50 people in the class with Monsignor. You know, take advantage of these studies throughout the year. You may, maybe you'll listen to them, you'll see them, that it doesn't interest me. Try them anyway. You'd be surprised what you pick up. You know, try them once. You know, come and be a part. Get involved. You know, we talk about going to school. We have a great school here. Do you know that this year we have 265 students? Now, if you don't realize that, that's the most we've had and 35 plus years. It might be more. It might be longer than that. I don't have the statistics, but it's been a long time. Why? Not only for the infusion of young people around here, because it's a darn good school. It's a darn good school. And you know what is the center of that school? Christ. Christ. If there's anything we worry about over there, it's not just their educational plans, but who they are as individuals. Now, you just can't dump off your kids and think we're going to make them holy. But we're sure going to try. You know, we're sure going to try. Indeed, you know, most importantly today, we see a decision that's being made by Peter. And we have to make a decision too and embrace who Jesus is. He's our Lord and Savior. And we got to do that living out in our lives. And I want to help you do that. But you got to do something, right? You got to be a part of it. It's like, can't do the exercise, you know, and just hope something's going to happen, you know. You have to put yourselves out there and sacrifice your life for Jesus Christ. Amen.